All Billy Connolly's raucous early comedy routines drew heavily on his Glasgow roots. The culture of that city was at their heart. And it was no surprise to someone like me, who had partly grown up in that culture, that it was always the women who were bringing order to the descriptions of chaotic life, family and otherwise. The same had been true of one of the great Glasgow plays, written by Ina Lamont Stewart in 1947. It too told of dire days in the slums of Glasgow's Gorbals district. Her play, Men Should Weep, deals with alcoholism and violence and all-pervading poverty. But at the end of the play, it is the women who have gained the upper hand and in whom the future obviously lies. To this we can now add something else. The relatively new concept of participatory budgeting is a wonderful way of channeling all of that strength of purpose. It is the technical name for ordinary people coming together in their communities and taking part and engaging in the process of deciding where public spending should be directed and, more important, how it should be directed. It is in part a product of our own times, as ordinary people around the world feel empowered or angered enough to pool their resources, sharing them with public bodies to create community and assets. Online groupings are their genesis, but it is the meeting and connecting with the public realm, which has the money, which brings it to fruition. And its success derives directly from people feeling happy, determined, and delighted to be part of a useful and transformational process. The global movement may have started in Latin America, but it flourishes in Scotland. And a report published in November 2019 details the findings of the Glasgow Centre for Population Health on how the early days of the process of what are known as citizens' panels have gone. The answer is happily, and that the pilot study should now be taken wider. Glasgow City Council had put £1 million into four pilot studies relating to such practical issues as disability and youth empowerment. There were some rough edges, but that was as nothing to the optimism. They were a rich source of learning, and the whole process had created supportive, authentic and trusted relationships with the citizens' panel's members. And the future looks good. Amid the largely technical narratives that surround the imminent mainstreaming of participatory budgeting, the report says, the approaches developed in the pilots represent a timely reminder that effective participatory budgeting is about communities and people's lives and is built upon relationships. In that, it reminds me of some of the local work in my area of London that I have been tangentially involved in. Here we have a retired head of roads of one of the great world cities. He knows his role inside out, and his expertise and thought now walks alongside the council officials. We've not yet gained any direct control over the budget, but our influence is strong. The obvious way in which good informed members of the public can participate is growing all the time. And it would cheer, though not surprise, both Billy Connolly and the late playwright Ina Lamont Stewart, that one of the organisations at the heart of pushing the concept of participatory budgeting onwards is the Gorbals Ideas Fund. And after the awfulness of the recent general election process, it is heartening to find ordinary people doing the extraordinary democratic things required.